ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. Luke 17, verses 11 to 19. Now it happened as he went into Jerusalem, or went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So when he saw them, he said to them, "Go show yourselves to the priest." So it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." I declare to you again this morning, according to the word of Jesus, your faith will continue to make you well. So we read this story. Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. And then, on his way, he passed through a particular village, even though the Bible didn't say which one, but he was going through Samaria to Galilee. So you have the people in Samaria as mixed multitude. And we can infer from the last verse that maybe it's somewhere close to Samaria, because those people, he said, foreigners. So in Samaria, you have people who are not fully Jews. So they are mixed multitude. It's like a cosmopolitan town. And then you have the Galilee, which is essentially, they are Jews. But at the outskirts of the city, there came a group of people who were more or less isolated. So isolation has been from the Bible. They were lepers. And you can still relate with this today. If you're traveling from Lagos, maybe to Benin, for example, you get to a certain portion of the road that you see this bunch of people from the bush. They are lepers, because if you look at them closely, some of them have lost their limbs. So it has been that the culture, they are regarded as unclean people. As a matter of fact, if they have anything to do with the city at all, the law says, as you are coming, you are just shouting, "Unclean, unclean," and people begin to just pave way for such people. So there were 10 lepers. And I want you to please notice something in that verse of scripture. They said they cried out with a loud voice, "Jesus, have mercy upon us." Loud voice. And then at the end, when someone, I just want to point out some certain things. One of them came back, and he came to glorify God, also with what? A loud voice. The intensity in his expectation is the same intensity that he came back with for Thanksgiving. So, lepers or leprosy is contagious. Those people were quarantined, but their prayers wasn't quarantined. Those people were isolated, but their expectations were not isolated. They were regarded as outcasts. But their expectations were not outcast. As a matter of fact, you will agree with me that if someone has leprosy and it has eaten up their limbs, maybe both hands and legs, they don't walk. They can't walk. That's the reality of it. They are incapacitated. Lepers don't walk. They shuffle. They don't walk, they shuffle. So they are limited as it regards life. But they still had expectations in their heart. And they cried out to God. And you know, there is just something about this crying out to the Lord. When you do the word of the Lord, we always go out to meet that person at the point of their faith and expectations. And so when they cried out to the Lord, Jesus, maybe at the other hand, because they were not allowed into the city, sent forth his word. And he said, go show yourself to the priest. You may ask, why the priest? In those days, the priests were regarded, because of their functions and duty, they were regarded as what you can call health inspectors. So if someone says they are healed, it's the responsibility of the priest to check out the authenticity of their claim. The general populace, they can't access the hospital. The general populace, there is no way they can test. So the Bible talks about it because even in leprosy today, there is a measure of cleansing. The leprosy, when Jesus gave the word, they said as they went on their way. So, because if you see people with leprosy, it has wound. They usually have wound. So, they realized they were cleansed. But the difference between those nine and the one who came back was his whole body was restored. Limbs probably grew out again. Can you see what I'm driving now? The place of Thanksgiving, it perfects our miracles. Thanksgiving perfects our faith. I mean, they went out. As they were going, they were cleansed. But when that person went to show himself to the priest and came back, he realized that it was not only cleansed, there was restoration of his limbs. So Jesus expects you and I to come back. A lot of times as human beings, we have expectations. Expectations maybe as regard our career. Some people will write professional exams and it keeps them on. And they're saying, God, allow me to just pass this professional exam. And God indeed will allow us in his mercy. Some people they waited for so many years to be married. And then suddenly that HOD shows up. And then that Prince Charming just showed up. And then suddenly, before they realized it, you hear things like, when people come back for certain things, Eminore, Oluwa, Eminore, because why? They came back recognizing that ordinarily in the natural, it may not have been possible. So Jesus expects us to come back with thanksgiving. Expect us to come back with the same intensity that we created that expectation. Some people have prayer points and they list them out, and then one after the other, they teach them how God has been good to them, but God expects you. And but because you know as human beings, we are easily, when we get those miracles, we easily forget. You said, how do I know that? Psalm 103. Let's read the first 7 verses. We all have the tendency to forget. Say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. We have the tendency to forget. not some. And you know, sometimes this tendency also comes. So we have 10 expectations. God has done 7. We forget to thank him for the 7. Sometimes our attention can just focus on the 3 that he has not done. And then we keep whining and complaining about those 3. But he said, forget not. Forget not. Forget not. All his benefits. Forget not. He said, he is the one who forgives all, not some. All our iniquities, all our shortcomings. He's the one who heals all our diseases. He's the one who would redeem our lives from destruction. He's the one who crowns us with his loving kindness and tender mercies. He's the one who satisfies our mouth with good things. So that our youth is renewed like the eagles. He's the one who executes righteousness and justice for everyone who is oppressed. He's the one who has made known his ways to us and his heart. A lot of the times, his heart are greater. His ways are greater than his heart. If we understand his ways, we will be thankful. If we will understand his ways, we will not use him for our own purposes. Because we are created for his own purposes. So Jesus expects us to come back. We come to God with expectation. And so God expects us to show appreciation. And today, please, as we take some time to celebrate this God, to thank, you will see something in that story. The leper doesn't walk, so he has no money to come back in appreciation with. But the leper has something. He has his body. That's why he came and then worshiped the Lord. He bowed in worship. And sometimes, when we have to show appreciation, sometimes because we focus on the things God has not done, so even when maybe the praise leader is encouraging us, clap your hands, give the Lord a wiper. We are saying, what is there to give the Lord wiper for? As he reigned upon my own land, why must I give him the viper? But the truth is that if you have hands, and then you have legs. Some people don't. Some people don't. I've seen people with just only one limb. And when you ask them to praise the Lord, they are still lifting up that one. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So, human beings, we usually get excited when we get the miracles. But we should not forget the other part. Because thanksgiving, perfect our praise. Perfect our praise. The leper came back with a loud voice. With a loud voice. The leper had 2 things. His body and then his posture. That's the second thing. The attitude of his heart. The attitude of his heart. So, you know, Jesus also mentioned those 2 things in Matthew chapter 15, verses 7 to 9. Matthew chapter 15, verses 7 to 9. And he called those set of people hypocrites. Why? He said, Isaiah prophesied about them, saying, these people draw near with me with their mouth. And honor me with their lips. But their heart is far from me. So God doesn't want just ordinary. You know, sometimes when we don't want people here. But when we want people to praise God in certain spaces. Some people just say, hallelujah. No, God doesn't. Our thanksgiving is not complete that way. That is what the Bible says, lip service. You just want to say it because you were encouraged to say it. But there is a combination of it. It also has to come from your heart. Hear these praises from a grateful heart. Each time I think of you, your praise. So when you sing that, it's from a grateful heart. I was speaking somewhere yesterday and I said something. Well, I think I've said it here before. You know what we even, as human beings, do you know that what we regard as testimonies are the things we can see? Deliverance from accident. Deliverance from armed robbers. So we say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. What about the things that has happened this morning that you can't see? Or the things that were supposed to happen this morning and it did not allow it to happen. Yet you can't, because when you see it, you would have, freak out completely. What about the mercies and the breathing of the air? As people who are grateful, it must be from our hearts. Even when the good and the bad things happen, there is still opportunity. It depends on your perspective. There is still opportunity to give Him praise. So, thanksgiving is not only with our lips. It's also with the posture of our hearts. So we are not just honoring God with our lips, but our heart is drawn by faith into His loving kindness, into the things that He has done for us. You know, there's one song. He has done for me, He has done for me, He has done for me, He has done for me. What my Father cannot do. Maybe you haven't really thought about that. There are many things our heavenly parents, no matter how good they are, cannot do for us. They can't help you go to the bathroom. In fact, they can help you, aid you. This is the bathroom. Hey, as soon as you open the door, you are on your own. Nobody can help you to eat. But there is a miracle that comes with eating. Ability to swallow. Nobody can help you to see. But this morning, maybe in this room, I can't see through the crowd. Maybe no one is depending on other people to see. You are now guided to see. You are not guided to swallow. If you've been in spaces where pipes are passed into people's body, not to eat amala, but for even whatever it is, drip, to be able to sustain them. If you have been in spaces where people are headed to breathe, there are many things. If we can just think, let's maybe for once, and that's what I keep encouraging people now, for once, let's not focus on our inadequacies. Let's not focus on the things we don't have or the things we dream to have. Let's not focus on those things. As much as they are important to plan for the future, let's focus on the things we can see now. The things we enjoy now. And if there is any other thing we enjoy now, the gift of life. The gift of life. The gift of life. I didn't know when I slept last night. My eyes just popped open this morning. What happened between when my phone dropped and when I woke up? It's temporary death. It was temporary death, as far as I'm concerned. And do you know that, depending on your space, do you know that sometimes, I read stories of people who don't have spaces to live and where they are sleeping. Sometimes reptile will pass over them while they are asleep. Sometimes the reptile will just stay, they open their eyes, they see the reptile by themselves. There are many things. Why? God watches over us. He who watches over us neither sleep nor slumber. Tell you the story again about a security man, somebody that I know employed. So, because he's a night person, each time he knows that the man sleeps, He can easily pull his curtain and look into his security and see that the man is sleeping. So he will always tell, Baba, Ensu. Baba Nipe, no. He doesn't sleep. Baba, Ale Ensu. Say he doesn't sleep. So one day, it was just 1 a.m. So he took his gun, he went out, took his gun, took his, what do you call that? Yeah. And then went back inside. So because he is a night person, so he usually wakes up at around 9. So when he woke up, he pulled his curtain and found out that Baba is not closed. By 6, Baba is already out of his premises. Then they knew that he took Baba's. So he didn't come out until noon. The Baba was still there. Baba, you have not gone home? He said, no. What happened? He said, well, I just feel like walking, staying back. So by 2 p.m., he came out again. Baba, why aren't you coming back for night duty? The man is from Ilorin, so that's why I'm speaking the language. He said, we can't find our tool. What happened to your tool of security? And I said, we have it. I have it kept. I don't know whether rapture happens or also. So the man to say Baba, he said, Baba, Ale Esu. Oga kosodeti ishu. That is, Baba, I said you are sleeping. He said, Oga, there is no security man that doesn't sleep. It's just that the sleep must not surpass the work. For God watches over us. God is not like that person. That's why his word says, unless he watches over the city. People like Baba, they are just awake in vain. God loves us. God has a plan for our lives. And you see, if there is anything that upset the devil, that's it. He said, what is man that your mind is full of him? Or the son of man that you visit him? He said, you crown him with glory and honor. You have even made this man a little lower than yourself. And then you crown him with your loving kindness. The Bible says that even the plan of our salvation, angels desire to look into it. So God loves us. He has a plan for our lives. He puts within us skill, talent, abilities. And he's not about to abandon us. He's not about to leave us to figure our lives out by our own. So please, maybe a little bit of shift this morning. Let's honor him from our hearts. If he has done one, even if he has done one out of 10. And you know the word honor. It means someone is worthy. It's weight. Someone that is worthy. It's only God. Men, fellow women can make promises. And because they are human beings, they can fail on their promises. But for God, the songwriter says, he has promised he will never fail. I will follow him. I will follow him. He has promised he will never fail. His faithfulness is forevermore. His faithfulness So one of the attributes or characteristic or DNA of God is that he's faithful. God is full of faith. He can't deny himself. That's what the Bible says. Even if we deny him, he cannot deny himself. Let me give a bit of who the devil is so that you can understand. If the devil sits here, as a believer, you are not supposed to. No. Even if you don't want his trouble, he wants your trouble. And the earlier you understand it, the better. So that you can dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And don't live there. The devil doesn't negotiate. He wants to take you and I out. But because of the overwhelming love of God, it's of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Because his compassion over us, they fail not. He said they are new every morning. In other words, I mean, if the one expired, it has expired for yesterday. There is fresh mercy for you every morning. There is fresh grace for you every morning. There is fresh opportunities for you every morning. You have lost an opportunity in business, and at the end of that day, keep it for that day. When you wake up in the morning, it's a brand new day. Filled with fresh opportunity. Filled with grace, love, and the power of God. It's a brand new day. It's a brand new day. It's a brand new day. I mean, when I wake up in the morning, one of my confessions is that this is the day that the Lord has made. It is a brand new day. I have access to fresh wisdom today, fresh knowledge today, fresh understanding today. I walk in his divine favor today. Everything around my life is new today because his benefits are new every morning. And you know, Christianity is a great confession. And what is confession? You believe what he has said. You align yourself with it and you will see the result of it. So Jesus expect us to come back. Come back. And this morning, we spend some time. So Thanksgiving is not lip service, but heartfelt devotion to God. Thanksgiving is from the heart. It should come with the same intensity. Let me say this. You know, some of us, maybe not all of us, but some of us, sometimes when we have expectation, even when they don't call all night, you do all night prayer. Can you also flip it that when you have received that expectation, you do all night Thanksgiving? Can you see where we forget? Because it's sometimes strange. Let's not treat our relationship with God as a tick event. That one is as a checklist. So that one, or as a transaction. No. The same intensity that leper went, the same intensity he came back. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. As I bring this to a close this morning, he said, honor the Lord. That's what I want to pick. So, Efarabale, I'm not talking about offering. Honor the Lord. Honor the Lord. I will read the rest, but that's not my point. My point is honor the Lord. Honor. 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 What do we do with honor? Young people want to get married. Eh? They know that they have to put dowry in an envelope. They don't put the notes from Yaba Market. So that's because you can't give your in-law dirty 100 naira or dirty 200 naira or dirty 1,000. They make themselves, they plan, they look for mint notes. When my parents were alive, you can't give them dirty money. Say, okay, Lele, what is this? So it's not the amount. but the principle, the thought that is attached to that. It's the same thing. Honor the Lord. Honor the Lord. Honor the Lord. Honor the Lord. And you see, that principle of honor, where did I went to that they gave me one green envelope? Yeah. It was well packaged. It's not an ordinary envelope. It was a box envelope. Green. And they put my name there. And when I opened it, it was 25,000 naira or 500. I didn't spend that money for about 2 weeks because I didn't throw away that envelope. I finished spending the money. Maybe I have 1,000 or 2,000 naira there left. I put it somewhere. Why? I can't throw away that envelope. And each time I pick notes out of it, my heart prayed for those people because there was an honor attached to it. And if I tell you the story, they didn't even know I was coming there. So they didn't invite me. I went to represent my school there. And within the period that I used in teaching, that was when they produced all those things. So it's not the amount of money, but the honor that was attached to that. And I won't throw away that envelope. Even my intention is that I will ask for mint and be storing it inside. That's what I'm saying. I mean, if men to men can do that, our relationship with God, honor the Lord, honor, honor the Lord, honor. So the Bible says, with our substance, there are many things we have. Our hands. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary. So lift it. And because if governor was saying everybody should lift up his hand, everybody will lift it up. But because praise leaders say everybody lift up their hand, kilo mean. Because governor can look across the room and say, you. I said, lift up your hands. And if you don't lift it, here by here now. He can ask you to come, go out of that room. Your hand may be paining you, but because the governor says it, everybody just say, lift up your hands in this. Well, when it comes to God, I'm just talking this, our relationship should be a relationship of honor. Honor, it means to offer something that is weighty and glorious. It's not just the act or the posture, but the heartfelt attitude that comes with that. The value we place. Not because we are kajo to honor God. Give the Lord. And you know, sometimes I pity praise leader, worship leader. When the congregation refused to move. So they want to move them. They said, come on, come on, come on, come on. No, we don't need all that. Come on, come on, come on, come on. And then when the thing doesn't work, hey, my God is good. And some people are just like that. And when it doesn't work, they say, when it doesn't work, you say, jump, jump, jump. They are the only one jumping. Honor the Lord, honor the Lord, honor the Lord, honor the Lord, honor the Lord. Can we lift up our hands and just give Him praise this morning? Just give Him praise in your own world. Worship Him, give Him praise. The next 4 months is for supernatural turnaround, supernatural turnaround, supernatural turnaround. Supernatural turnaround. Honor the Lord. 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 I want to give you that time this morning. You have something to give Him praise for. 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 Say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not His benefits. is the one who forgives all our iniquities, is the one who forgives all our diseases, is the one who heals all our diseases, forgive all our iniquities. He crowns us with his loving kindness and tender mercies. Our youth is renewed like the eagles. Give him praise this morning. Give him praise, give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. And I want you to thank him in expectation. September, October, November, December, lines fall unto you in pleasant places because you have goodly heritage. Father, we bless your name this morning. As a people, we are grateful. 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 For the things that we see, we are grateful. For the ones that we don't see, we are grateful. For the one that was supposed to happen, but by your infinite mercy, it didn't happen, we are grateful. Even for the ones that happened, and we are not feeling good about it, we are grateful. Because we know that in our gratefulness, solutions will come. We know in our gratefulness, the way forward will be delivered to us. Father, we bless your name this morning. We give you praise. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you adoration. Mantara basode la hase la hase de 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 de. Je la hase la 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 de 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 de. Ze la hase la 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 de 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 de. Hase la hase de 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 de. Je he le basondo le he zena de da da. Za la 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 basondo le de 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 de. Father, we bless you.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,